hello there. Don't be alarmed. We're just preparing your listening device for Scuba Radio, the world's first radio show devoted to diving. We do this, of course, by filling the radio with water. Don't worry. We're professionals. Thanks to me, you won't even get wet. You see, I've crammed every appendage of my body into the cracks and crevices of your radio, ensuring an airtight seal. By the way, don't touch your on-off knob. That's a very sensitive area. Anyway, I should remind you, we believe in the buddy system just like diving, so don't listen alone. Call your buddy and tell them that Scuba Radio is about to begin.
We're going to start a new life under the sea.
So, am I going to drown?
Of course not. Just stay calm and let the gentle currents relax your every muscle.
Under the sea. Under the sea.
Did it just get warmer?
There'll be no accusations, just friendly crustaceans under the sea.
Where the hell are the sharks?
And now, here's your dive guide for Scuba Radio, Greg the Dive Master.
And welcome. This is the world's first radio show devoted to diving. I am Greg the Dive Master. Man, we got a lot of stuff to cover today. First off, from last week, I got to tell you, the video that I mentioned that I'd finally completed for Dominica Dive Fest is now out online, published all over the web. It is actually...
Yeah, baby! Yeah.
And we actually kicked it up a notch. We have it at scubaradio.com. It's right there at the top of the video widget on the front page at scubaradio.com. Just towards the bottom, you'll see the video widget, and you'll see what I'm talking about. You can click on it and watch our adventure in Dominica, which features Single Scott, features Kelly the Brazilian Swing.
I'm not in it.
No, you're in it.
You
but
are, too.
But to say that you're featured, Scott, is perhaps... an exaggeration.
No.
I found two spots where you were the guy in the t-shirt in the background.
Oh, I only found one. So,
yeah, there's that scene after we were looking at a turtle, and you kind of give the high five.
Oh,
hey,
that, and that was around the swimming pool. Okay.
That's right.
Yes. So there's two times where, hey, look, there's a guy in a t-shirt. I think it's Scott.
That's two more than me. Well, wait, no, there is one where I had Simon shoot a scene with me on the boat.
Right.
But yeah, Scott is in it. I'm in it, but really, what people are looking for is Mermaid Angela and Kelly, the Brazilian swimsuit model.
Really?
Now,
that's a draw?
No, it's just okay. They happened to be there when I was filming.
Okay, I understand.
And, you know, but it captures some of the highlights from Dive Fest from a few months ago. And, you know, it was one of my first major productions in the video world. I mean, we've been doing this for the last couple of years. Now, but really, this was a whole new level when it came to video editing of this footage for me.
Okay, so just so I understand, we've stepped it up a level because we've cut out more parts of it?
Yes.
The editing is better now, is what's happening.
They hired a professional.
No, we didn't.
Not even close.
No, I did it purely experimental. Purely
with a brand new piece of equipment, a brand new software on a brand new computer.
Yeah.
This is about as experimental as one thing could be.
But it is pro level.
It looks great.
Stuff.
It looks great. It looks like you hired a professional, even though we all know you didn't.
Exactly. And that I did it myself, which is kind of scary. But it turned out pretty good. I'm happy with it. And, you know, it's getting pretty good reviews so far out online. And what we did different this time, and we may start rolling this out with the new videos, all this stuff has been shot in high definition. And, you know, you don't really capture that on our little video thing online there. However,
so everybody who looks at the video three times gets sent a high-definition big screen TV. Is this your plan? Because this is a great idea.
That's a great idea, but, you know, these are tough economic times. And we
that's why I don't own my own big screen TV with high definition. So you could send me one for having watched this video three times.
I could do that, but...
You won't.
Exactly.
Damn.
So what we did instead was put it up in standard def at scubaradio.com. And then there's some new, you know, streaming video streaming sites on YouTube and another one called Vimeo, V-I-M-E-O.
And Vimeo was his name.
.com. Either one of those sites, YouTube.com or Vimeo.com. You can do a search on Scuba Radio, find the Dominica Dive Fest video, and not only watch it on their servers, but they actually will stream a high-definition version of the video. And it's really cool. Now, you know, I have to have a high-speed internet access and, a computer that's probably not more than 2 or 3 years old.
In fact, if you try it with dial-up, the people from Vimeo will actually come to your house and beat you up for being that stupid.
They may. They may actually do that. But the cool stuff is that you're actually able to see the quality of this stuff at a level that we haven't been able to offer before. And it really is. I mean, some of the footage that I've been able to capture with on some of our adventures, I mean, it's being shot in high def. It really looks great when I show it to you on a computer. You know, like
well, here's
the raw
what happened.
File, the high definition file, as opposed to just streaming it online, which it looks all grainy, like a YouTube thing and all that kind of
stuff. I get to see it a lot right here in the studio every week. Greg says, look, I did another 15 seconds. And
right.
He brings it in and he shows
it
to us on his computer. And of course, it's full screen mode of the computer and his computer's got a screen. What is your diagonal on that? 48 inches. You got a big computer.
Yeah.
And it looks phenomenal. It is fantastic. In fact, everybody should probably just come to the studio and we'll watch it here.
Yes.
Let's have a little showing. We'll make popcorn.
We may. I do have some plans in the future to possibly do a little film festival where we actually show these little ditties that we've been producing over the last couple of years in a much bigger,
moon
higher
dance.
Quality.
We'll call it Moondance.
Type of
it'll be like the alternative to Sundance. It'll be Moondance. We'll do it in the Bahamas,
and
we'll get Van Morrison.
We'll have the entire crew moon the audience before we start the video. No?
Okay, that's one way we could go.
Okay.
You said entire crew. Does that include Bill this time?
Unfortunately, it may.
If there's mooning involved, I get brought in.
Exactly.
But we may do it digitally. We may just have me streamed from the studio mooning.
Good thing this is radio.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
You don't really have to give us that example now, Bill.
I just wanted you to see what it would look like.
Yeah, well, I'm...
You don't know any laser hair removal people, do you? Just as a completely unrelated notice.
I'm blinded. I don't know what to say. But yeah, you know, the bottom line is, you know, we're having fun with this video aspect of Scuba Radio. And here's something. Here's a little, you know, what do they call these? Easter eggs, little nuggets to look for in the latest video. Because I don't think I mentioned this last week, but there is a scene... of Kelly the Brazilian swimsuit,
model.
The Brazilian swimsuit model, where she's floating on the surface of the water there in Dominica.
I don't ever remember seeing anything that looked like that.
Because
if she was floating, well, when you float, she was like on her back, right?
Yeah, she was on her back.
So your head's above. What else is above?
But her boob flashes.
Oh, that's what it was.
It's like she has magic boobs. And I captured it on film. I captured it on film. It was like, it was one of the things you can't catch with the naked eye, but I had slowed it down for the effect I was going for. And I captured like a flash, like a green flash there. And it's captured on the video. You can see the flash of Kelly's boobs on this video.
You really are a 14-year-old boy, aren't you?
No, I'm just saying it's like the green flash, but this is the boob flash, and we caught it on film.
Fantastic.
Has
Kelly
seen this?
It could be one of those ghost-type things. It is close to Halloween. Maybe it's like catching some kind of orb, and it's a because it is kind of round.
It is kind of round?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
So very round.
Check out the video. Just do a search on Scuba Radio at YouTube, Vimeo.com, or, of course, right there at ScubaRadio.com, and look for the boob flash.
And we have a lot of things to cover today, huh?
Yeah.
First 15 minutes is this.
Well, hey, priorities. Now, I said last week as well that we have a major announcement to make about the DEMA show and our friends at Explorer Ventures. You hear the fanfare music, which normally would mean we're ready to announce it, but no. No. Cut it. Stop. No, we can't do it yet. Let's wait. We got to wait. This is big. This is so big that... No, it is huge. We have to wait. It'll probably need two fanfares and one show to properly, alert the world to what we're going to be doing at the DEMA show with Explore Venture. This is big, and we'll do that a little bit later on.
Yeah, probably the last 15 minutes.
Yeah.
Bigger than T-shirts?
Bigger than the boob flash, even.
Whoa!
Yes.
Whoa.
This is kind of...
I am not prepared for that sort of thing.
Yeah. Well, I
it's
mean...
It's a good thing we don't have a ceiling, or we could have blown the roof right off of this studio.
I'm hip. You know?
No, you're not. None of us are.
Really?
Yeah. Scott is literally raising the roof.
We don't have a roof.
No, and we don't. We are a bunch of men over the age of 40.
That's hot.
Yeah, we are men of a certain age. And, yeah.
We're tight.
Yeah, we're hip. We're hot. We're happening.
Members of AARP.
We're sick. We're sick. And I'm not talking about the pig flu.
But we're divers.
But that's important.
Yeah, so it is. But we'll do that announcement a little later on. Also, Aquanauts, Grenada. We're going to check in with our folks down there, a little DEMA show thing with them. And big news on them, too. I got to debate whether or not I'm ready to announce this or not. I got something in the back of my mind, and I may make the announcement at the end of the show today. I gotta think it through. After I talk to Peter there at Aquanauts Grenada, I might pull the trigger on something. I'm feeling a little antsy. You know what I'm saying? We went, 4 weeks in a row in the studio?
Yes.
Without traveling, which has been a record compared to the last, 12 months.
2009, this is the first time we've had four consecutive in-studio shows.
Yes.
First time this year.
And I'm getting antsy.
And it's October.
I'm getting antsy.
And I had a baby.
And my wife is getting sick of me. So
okay, well, that one we knew was coming.
So we have that to cover today as well. So just there's a lot of stuff to do here. And if that weren't enough.
Single, and it's not.
No, it's never. Single Scott is back in the studio with us today after his wreck trek through the Florida Keys last week.
Woo!
The last time we spoke to you, Scott, you were cruising up US 1 through Miami on your way back to Orlando or Crystal River, your home base. After spending a week in the Keys, diving every wreck he could.
If he took US 1 through Miami, he would still be on his way back.
Okay, I mean,
95 or whatever road.
Yeah, whatever one. Yeah, it's right off of US 1.
And, right, practically the same street.
Exactly. But so you've recovered, and you spent, 8 days down there in the Keys diving all these wrecks? What was the total or grand total of dives and things?
We did 24 or 25, I can't remember.
Wow, that's impressive. You did everything from the Spiegel Grove and Key Largo all the way down to the Vandenberg. And Key West.
And most things in between.
And he brought his scuba passport with him today. So we're going to actually talk about this little, this little souvenir he got, which I believe actually has some monetary value as well. We'll find out more about that on the big show. Barry is in the studio with us as well from the chat room. Barry, what up?
Hey, I don't understand. You dove all these wrecks and not one doubloon you brought back.
This is why on the World of Boating show, our pirates are French.
He didn't
this
say
is a Barry
R.
I don't know.
Yeah, he didn't say R first.
R.
You're supposed to start with an R, end with an R if you're trying to do a pirate accent. That's pretty much standard operational procedure.
I think so.
And he blew it. But that's okay. He's new to the whole, system we have here at the World's First Radio
Show. There are rules, Barry. Read the rules. Well, they're more guidelines, actually.
This is the Worldwide Scuba Radio Network.
Scuba Radio. Scuba Radio. Well, Joe, he's all smiles and fun till we get out on the sea. About the time the waves start rocking. Is the time his face turns green.
That's a scuba cowboy right there, by the way.
Even when the weather's nice, no matter how smooth the ride, you'll always find my buddy Joe hanging off the side.
He's going to play this song at
D-Mo. So I said, Joe.
We're bringing him to town, for the show.
While you're busy getting sick and heaving on the crew.
What?
I wanted you to know that I appreciate you, too.
That's nice.
I know that you get seasick, but I'm sure glad you come. You're not just my buddy, you're my chum.
That's right. Oh, yeah.
You're not just my buddy, you're my chum.
Yes. But Morse.
Somebody's got a feed.
Yeah, he did that song for a CD last year, Just a Scuba Cowboy, justascubacowboy.com. You can go there and pick up the CD. And he sent me that song, and we instantly connected because I could so much relate to Joe.
Unbelievable.
Yeah.
Now you have like a soulmate Joe.
Well, I almost wondered if he was writing that song about Greg, but he couldn't rhyme Joe and Greg and, you know, with the other lyrics, so he just made it Joe. No?
I don't know. I don't remember if Joe rhymes with anything in this particular song. Greg may be harder to say. You know, it got the hard consonant at the beginning and the end.
Yeah, it is. You can't rhyme
it with Joe,
anything.
Joe is a little bit more...
easy.
A little easier,
To rap, too. Yeah.
Yes, the rapping.
Yeah.
We're hip.
Mm-hmm. Now, you know, we're going to bring Pup, is his name, by the way, Pup Morris, to the demo show here in a couple weeks and have him perform as part of our little song and dance routine as we open up the show every morning. We're going to cover that on the show that week, too, so make sure you're listening for that if you're not able to make this major event in Orlando in a few weeks. It's going to be fun. I'm looking forward to it. Matter of fact, Pup supposedly, he has told me that he is going to... debut a new Scuba Radio song.
Is this the big announcement?
No, it's not. Kill it. Sorry.
How many announcements are you going to make today?
The stuff is just happening so fast.
Okay.
I don't want to blow our fanfare on everything. You know, this is a big deal, but I think this is more of a, he's kind of like teasing me, saying that he has a new Scuba Radio song in development.
I think he's just going to substitute Greg for Joe,
well,
and move forward.
And that might be enough
Look,
for me.
Look, I wrote another song!
And that, he'll be my hero if he does that.
There we go.
And but anyway, we'll see. A couple weeks to go, we'll find out if we have a new Scuba Radio-themed tune to debut here on the big show. Now, Single Scott in the studio, back from Rec Trek. He has the new Florida Keys Rec Trek passport.
Super cool, by the way. They did a great job with that.
I believe, did they tell you were indeed the first person to get issued a Rec Trek passport or what?
That's Scott? What they told me, and I believe them.
Okay, yeah, because, I mean, this is a brand new thing that they are going to be promoting at the DEMA show here in a couple weeks. But they said, yay, Scott's coming down. We'll hook him up. And
they did?
Yeah, they didn't hook you up on the single Scott thing. You mean with the Rec dives, right?
Well, both.
They did both. All right.
Howdy.
Oh, boy.
How you like them apples?
You know, the Florida Keys, those people down there, they're so hospitable. They're very accommodating folks. So, I did hear about this. We didn't talk about this last week, but Single Scott, were you put on a date down there or a blind date or something?
Scott set me up with a blind date. Her name was Ann, and we did his radio show together.
It was
That's
Ann.
All you did.
Hold on.
Though, right?
Was she tall?
Taller than me.
Okay. Well, it wasn't Ann from the Pirates, the Pirate Place.
The Pirate Museum? No,
Pirate
that's
Museum.
A different Ann.
That's a different Ann. And that Ann is not tall. I thought I'd throw that one out there.
Oh, okay. Just in case.
Yes. Yeah, no.
Different Ann. Okay.
Different Ann, but same location, Florida Keys. And so you went out on a blind date, but you're still single, Scott, as far as I know.
She was very nice, but she didn't like me.
Oh,
which actually, I don't want to sabotage you. Never mind.
Which doesn't surprise you? What?
I was going to say, a lot of ways, that's how you can tell if somebody's nice or not.
Well, you say she didn't like you, or you just say you just didn't hit it off. You just didn't have a connection, is what you're saying?
Okay, let's say that.
Okay, fair enough.
Different interests.
But they tried. That is the
bottom line.
It
was great. It was great radio, and it was very fun.
Okay. So we got that out of the way. We'll talk about the wrecks that he dove throughout the Keys next. Stay close.
Scuba Radio.
Scuba.
Hosting a radio show about scuba diving and boating is one of the best gigs on the planet. It's actually part of my job to check out and report on cool new products I personally use to enhance my diving and boating adventures. However, I do believe in sharing the joy, and this is why we've added Nanook protective hard cases to our list of products you can now purchase on the merchandise page at scubaradio.com. Nanook cases are designed to protect the most sensitive equipment in the harshest environments. Underwater photographers, listen up. From their high-impact NKC
7 resin to their exclusive Power Claw latches, Nanook has raised the bar for those of you that demand the best protection for your gear. Plus, Nanook protective cases cost less than similar products currently on the market. The company has been around for over 15 years, but it's new to the U.S., so we've made a small number of Nanook cases available exclusively for you at a special introductory price on the merchandise page at scubaradio.com. Go there now and check out Nanook, the evolution of protection.
Okay, single Scott remains to be single after his adventure in the Florida Keys. We will, with the help of our folks from Doctors Alert Network, help you find a buddy, however. That's coming up here in just a bit. But let's talk a little bit more about single Scott's wreck trek adventure through the Florida Keys. This is a new program that they're offering there, thanks to the Florida Keys Department of Tourism and all the dive operators from Key Largo down to Key West. I mean, we have Captain Sleet's Atlantis Dive Center in Key Largo, Quiescence. You have Captain Hook's Dive Center in Marathon, and of course, Dive Key West here in Key West. Those are the operators Scott dove with on this particular adventure. Now, you know, I've been with all of those folks, and they're fine dive operations, and I'm sure, well, you told us last week the conditions were just stellar for your little trek, right?
Well, they were pretty amazed that all 8 days of my diving, it was nearly perfect.
Nearly perfect. It's just flat calm seas, great viz, little current.
Exactly. The wrecks, Spiegel Grove was completely clear, and so was the Thunderbolt, and perfect.
Good deal.
You know, the thing is, and this absolutely is true about South Florida diving, October is a great month to go diving. It's just the water's still nice and warm. You get good conditions unless the weather's really terrible.
Right.
When the weather's terrible, the weather's terrible, but the rest of the time, the weather is fantastic.
Exactly. I still maintain September is the best month ever to dive in Florida and in the Caribbean. However, October, I mean, this year's been great because we've had no storms. It's just been awesome as far as the weather is concerned. So, yeah, I would agree with you, and that's what you benefited from, Scott, right?
Oh, yeah. I mean, while you guys were cold up here, we were nice and toasty warm. The water was warm. The Gulf Stream had moved closer to shore and blew everything out, and it was clear and warm and beautiful.
Barry?
Yeah, well, you know, the water's still warm. It runs 86, 88 degrees in October, but it is not oppressively hot. It's not 90, 95 degrees. You get around 80, 85, maybe 90. So
the air temperature is not too hot, and the water temperature is nice and warm.
Yeah, right.
Oh, that's perfect.
Exactly.
And then in November, then you start getting a little cold fronts come in, but even then, they don't make it all the way down.
All right, we'll talk about some of the dive operators he dove with and some of the people he dove with next. Stay close.
Scuba Radio.
Would you like to talk diving? Greg the Dive Master's all toweled down and ready to take your call now. Call Scuba Radio at 1-888-88-SCUBA.
Scuba Radio. Scuba Radio.
Your surface interval is complete. You are now clear to dive with Scuba Radio.
Scuba Radio.
The world's first radio show devoted to diving.
Scuba Radio.
Dive, dive, dive.
I'm making 9 knots. I should have been in Fiji in less than a week. Well, the first piece of land I saw wasn't Fiji, was it? No. No, it was here, this island.
Cause no matter where we go, Dominica will always be our home. Some may venture near and far, but when you look up in the sky, you are always gonna be my star. Dominica.
That is Remo. The song is Dominica. That is the song that we have on the Dominica Dive Fest video. He's a Caribbean artist and a cool little tune. And hopefully you like the video. Once again, it's up there at scubaradio.com or Vimeo or YouTube in high def.
And if anyone asks, yes, we have permission from the artist to use the song. Unless he asks, whereupon we say, who?
No, no, Remo, me and him go way back.
Way back.
We've shared a roasted banana on Dominica. Anyway, I'll leave it at that. All right, so single
do.
Scott.
Moving right along.
In the Florida Keys.
Sharing his roasted banana.
Well, I don't know if he did or not, but he did meet some of the dive guides that we dove with the last time I was down there. There was
James.
And CJ and James, that's right.
Okay, right.
Anyway, we're
so
down
not
at,
we.
No, not
but
you.
But you and other people.
Exactly.
Okay. Bill, you never go.
The VIPs. So we're down there. We dove in Marathon, the Thunderbolt, with Captain Hooks, and you had Hillary working the desk there. And when we did our broadcast down there in Marathon, Hillary got quickly recruited as our Marathon Scuba Radio Mermaid. Did you do any recon as far as getting her set up in that regard there?
I tried to talk her into it, and she was pretty ready for that, and she's going to try to get up for DEMA.
Oh, is she?
Yeah. Yeah.
Oh,
she's
going to
come up for one day, I think.
All right. Well, there we go. I didn't know she was planning to do that.
Well, she didn't until she met me, and then I told her I was going to be there, and so.
All right. Cool. Yeah. Well, hopefully we'll get her in a mermaid outfit for the DEMA show.
Okay.
So that was Hillary, and then you went down to Key West and dove the Vandenberg with Dive Key West. It got a really nice dive operation. And the dive guide when I was down there was Jackie.
Oh,
and
yeah.
She was.
Yes, and she's still there.
Yeah, what was that response? That was not the response.
She might be the cutest dive guide in history.
You think so? Jackie is a cutie for sure. So did she lead
yes.
the crew
oh.
on the Vandenberg then, or what?
Yeah, there was just four of us. One of the guys that was on the boat listened to Scuba Radio and said he had to join.
And he didn't try to drown you or anything.
No, he said, "Which one of you is looking for a wife?" It was pretty funny.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right. And so, but did you work the single Scott magic on Jackie then? Or?
I tried, but she tried to shuffle me off on her roommate.
Really?
Yeah. But her roommate's pretty cute, too. So.
Okay. Well, have you recruited?
His name's Steve.
Now, wait a minute.
No, I saw pictures.
Yeah?
Yeah.
So is Jackie, did you recruit her as a mermaid, too, or no?
She's...
You know, single Scott is also Scuba Radio Mermaid Recruiter. That is actually a title. Or part of his job description, and I don't. I think.
Well, I did. I put the. You know, I recruited her, but it's a long ways for her to go. But she did want to travel, and so we're staying in touch.
Okay, so basically, she's going through the interviewing process.
Correct.
To be a Scuba Radio Mermaid with Single Scott. Is
yes.
that what you're saying?
Well, I didn't know what trips we had coming up, so I couldn't really, you know, make an offer.
Yeah, she doesn't have to go on a trip to be a mermaid, you know.
No, well, no, but he needs to be able to offer something.
Yeah, exactly.
To trick her to go all the way through with the interview process.
Roasted banana.
Oh. You know, I was in Dominica. I don't remember that. But no. There's a lot of Dominica I don't remember.
All right. Well, maybe we can find you a buddy with Dan next. Stay close.
Scuba Radio.
How'd you like to talk diving with Greg the Dive Master? He's pulled that long hose out of his throat, and he's ready to talk now. Call Scuba Radio at 1-888-88-SCUBA.
You suck. You have to survive when you're scuba diving 30 feet underwater. The next time you dive, suck air through Oceanic's new Delta 4 regulator with dry valve technology. DVT eliminates moisture, corrosion, and hose deterioration. The Delta 4 also features an FDX10 balanced diaphragm for years of hassle-free diving. So admit it, you suck. And you should be sucking on a Delta 4 by Oceanic.
I'm always the first to run low on air.
I'm adjusting my BCD all the time.
It feels that I spent half my dive swimming back to the dive boat and on the surface.
You can learn to improve your diving so that you can feel more confident with your skills and more comfortable in the water thanks to the Professional Association of Dive Instructors. Peak Performance Buoyancy and the Navigation Specialty Course are just a few of the many PADI offerings to consider. Visit PADI.com to find the PADI Dive Center nearest you. PADI, the way the world learns to dive.
On the line with us is Neil Watson, the depth and distance world record holder for scuba diving. He's also the president of the Bahamas Diving Association. Neil, just what is it about the Bahamas that makes diving there so attractive?
Greg, one of the unique features is our diversity. We're 100,000 square miles, literally 50 miles from the U.S. mainland, whether it's sharks, wrecks, reefs, walls, We have everything that any diver and even a non-diving spouse could ever want for a dive destination.
You can start planning your Bahamas adventure at BahamasDiving.com. The Bahamas, our 700 islands, could change you forever.
Here at Scuba Radio, we've been fans of Force Fins for years. With over 12 styles and just about every color imaginable, Force Fins are in a league of their own. Now, they aren't the biggest company out there, just the best. So sometimes Force Fins are hard to find. That's why we've made the whole line of Force Fins available on the merchandise page at scubaradio.com. Order yourself a pair today, and they'll be delivered right to your door and be ready for your next dive. That's the merchandise page at scubaradio.com.
Scuba Radio, Divers Consumer Tip number 61. It is currently against many nations' maritime regulations to play a casual game of spin the bottle, nose dolphin.
That wasn't a bit nice.
So now, here's a Dan safety tip you can really use.
And yes, that means it's time for the real Dan Good Diving safety tip, and we have Jeff Myers, the COO and Vice President of Training for Divers Alert Network, in the studio. It's really good to see you, buddy.
Hey, it's good to be seen. How have you been?
Lonely.
Wow. Not sure I want to go there.
It's my dive buddies, or rather lack of them lately. It seems like everyone's busy or our schedules just won't coordinate. It's getting really hard to put these dives together.
Sounds like you need some more dive buddies.
Got any tips on how to do that?
Absolutely. There are a ton of ways to find new dive buddies. Shoot, in this day and age, it's never been easier to connect with people.
Am I going to have to Twitter?
Not if you don't want to, but there are lots of dive websites now dedicated to connecting divers looking for buddies, as well as mainstream sites that connect folks with similar interests. They can be handy whether you're looking for buddies in distant locations or closer to home. You may want to think about checking them out.
Distant locations?
Some folks travel on their own and may need buddies when they get to their destination. I've heard of divers logging on who are planning to move and want to start lining up buddies before they even get there.
What if I don't want to go online?
I'd say there are even more options.
Starting with
the center of it all, your local dive shop. Going down and even hanging out at your local dive shop is a great way to meet people, find divers with similar skill levels and interests, and just all around make new friends.
I find that when I teach, a lot of classmates tend to become buddies.
Classes are an excellent way to meet potential dive buddies, especially if you're not taking the class with an established buddy. You figure classmates are likely to be at the similar skill level as you are, and almost certainly have similar interests. The only thing left to figure is whether you're compatible and get along.
I did a speaking gig at a dive club not too long ago, and I heard a lot of the divers there making plans to go diving together.
Dive clubs are another great way to go. They're a lot like classes in that you're definitely sharing space with active divers who are as interested as you, maybe even more so. You may find that as you meet your fellow club members, you'll meet divers who will introduce you to new types of diving or increase your skill level.
Any suggestions on how to find a dive club?
Same way you find a buddy. Go to the dive shop, talk to other divers, go online.
Okay, so let's say you meet a whole team of new divers. How do you know which ones will make good dive buddies?
Well, it's like making any new friend. It really just takes time to figure things out. Your first inkling comes with the conversation you have with them. If you're not enjoying it, you're probably not going to enjoy diving with that person. But if you hit it off when you talk, make a plan to try things out as buddies. It can even be as simple as going to the local pool together to see how it goes.
What would you say is the most important thing about establishing a new dive buddy?
Communication, no doubt about it. And it doesn't matter whether it's the first time or the millionth time you've been diving together, communication is the key. Establishing goals, planning the dive, reviewing hand signals and emergency plans, it all comes down to communication.
Sometimes people are shy about asking too many questions when they don't know a person well.
I can appreciate that, but it's a mistake when it comes to diving. If you're in the water with someone, you have the responsibility to them, just as they have the responsibility to you. If you don't know them well, ask as many questions, be as detailed in the plans you make, and be as thorough in your reviews as you need to in order to be comfortable and safe.
And I'd say be prepared to share the information, too.
Absolutely. If you're just getting to know each other, it's important that your buddy feels just as comfortable as you do.
Are we forgetting anything?
I'd throw out a reminder to be patient. Remember that when you're diving with someone new, especially if you're used to diving with a particular person, it takes time to get to know them. New people, new habits, new approaches, it all takes time to get to know. So be patient, and as long as you feel safe with your buddy, give it a chance. It doesn't have to go perfectly the first time to become a really good dive partnership.
Don't let busy schedules and lack of common interest be your buddies. Go out and find some dive buddies. They're out there just waiting to meet you, and there's lots of ways to find them. Take a smart approach and the time to know them, and before long, you'll have a whole logbook full of buddies just waiting to share an adventure. Do that, and you're guaranteed Dan Good Diving.
That was beautiful.
Only you can prevent diving accidents. Divers Alert Network is your dive safety organization. With your support, Dan will continue to provide the research, service, and benefits to make your next dive a safe dive. So don't be a dinghy. Join Dan today by calling 1-800-446-2671.
All right, back in the studio, Greg the Dive Master, Bill the Producer, Single Scott. We're still, talking a little bit about Rec Trek. Now, he brought a buddy down with him to the Florida Keys on Rec Trek.
She must have been hot.
That was my security force. We're calling him Covert Ken. He's a former federal agent.
Nice. So Ken was your wingman.
He was, and he kept me out of trouble. And
and dive buddy.
And he drove so I could have as many Jaeger bombs as I wanted.
Which is pretty much a necessity.
Oh, yeah.
When you make your way all the way down to Key West, for sure. And did you do the whole Duval crawl down there and that kind of thing when you weren't diving?
I don't remember.
Okay. Obviously, he did.
I probably did.
It'll be on YouTube.
Of course it will. Yeah. So, but it was a good time.
I had a blast. The diving was great. Everybody was friendly. They set us up in great hotels. They pointed us in the right direction for food. It couldn't have been better.
Did you get the feeling that traveling up and down the Florida Keys for Rec Trek was very similar to going to an out island in the Caribbean?
It does have a Caribbean flair to it. It kind of makes you feel like that, but you know, you've got all the nice places too, but I mean, it just has a Bahamas Caribbean feel to it.
It really does. It's like going to an island without having to. You know what I'm saying? Without all the aggravation.
Yeah, 5-hour drive. I was there.
Security and all that customs nonsense and stuff like that. It really is kind of cool.
I'm sorry, Scott. One of the things that I found really amazing when you take a look at that passport, the number of wrecks. If you like wreck diving, there is no reason to leave the country.
And this isn't all of them in the Florida Keys, but this is all the ones featured in the Rec Trek passport. What is the total number? Do you know, Scott, offhand?
I don't know how many are featured, but the map of the first one shows all of them.
Wow.
I mean, there must be, what, 25?
So is there a page for...
There's not a page for every one.
Okay, that's what
part.
I was saying. Yeah.
But there's 8 or 10 that you can go and get stamped and with all the information on them and...
Nice glossy pictures of the wreck and a little description of the wreck site, the whole thing, and conditions you may encounter. It's really nice.
I did notice there was one thing that's not included on there, which is everyone who completes the wreck trek should probably call Scuba Radio. Don't you think? I mean, we would recognize everyone who completed the wreck trek.
Sure.
Oh, you
bet.
You know, we are...
So far, we've covered the first two of them. We had them in the studio, for goodness sake.
We get Scuba Radio Trekkers or Trekkies.
Trekkies.
They're Trekkies. They're Wreck Trekkies.
Across the universe.
Wreckies.
Stand
Wreckies.
Tall.
Wreckies.
Oh, I like Wreckies. Wreckies.
And we have our own hand signal. Hey, you're number one.
No, upside down. Wrecks.
Oh, that's
nice.
This is the Worldwide Scuba Radio Network.
For over 20 years, Explorer Ventures has been taking people just like you aboard their liveaboard dive vessels. You start as a guest and leave as a friend. It's a philosophy that comes from the top down at Explorer Ventures, and just maybe why Explorer Ventures is one of the best repeat customer stats in the dive industry. Of course, they offer spectacular diving in the Bahamas, Turks and Caicos, and Galapagos. All the details are right there at ExplorerVentures.com, but it's the people and the friendships one makes on these adventures that really sets Explorer Ventures apart from the rest. That's why for the second year in a row, we have made Explorer Ventures the official liveaboard company of Scuba Radio. We're doing 4 weeks on board ourselves this year, and you're welcome to join us on any of these special adventures. However, the bottom line is, Explorer Ventures does the liveaboard dive experience right. Call them and see for yourself at 1-800-322-3577 or visit ExplorerVentures.com. That's ExplorerVentures.com.
It's ocean madness, all right.
Sailors call it aqua dementia. The deep down crazies, the wet willies, the screaming moist.
You're an ocean, settle down, what's a commotion? I'm an island, but you're an ocean. It's a stormy sea of living in motion. You got me suspended motionless in time.
This is the world's first radio show devoted to diving. And Single Scott back from his wreck trek through the Florida Keys. We got to thank all the operators that helped out his little adventure. Now, you can dive with these folks, or I think there's just about all the dive operators are participating in this scuba passport or this wreck trek passport. But here are four that you want to keep in mind.
And first and foremost, let's thank Velma, operator number 7, down at the Key West telephone service. Thank you, Velma.
Okay. We'll add her to the list for sure. Or I guess it starts with her. Is that what you're saying?
Starting with her, one ringy dingy, two ringy dingy.
All right, we'll work our way down from Key Largo. These are the dive operators that Scott dove with. Captain Slate's Atlantis Dive Center, buddy Captain Slate, CaptainSlate.com, CaptainSlate.com. You can book with him and check out his creature feature on Fridays and Sundays, I believe. Fridays for morning. And yeah, you listen for his recall.
That would be about my marker 105.
Yep, 106.5. Quiescence Dive Center in Key Largo, or just a little further south, almost Isla Mirada. KeyLargoDiving.com for Quiescence. They specialize in smaller groups, too, like just six packs and below, I believe, right?
Yeah, I think they have 3 25-foot boats and no more than 6 divers on a boat.
Yeah, a real nice dive operation. And then, of course, Captain Hook's down in Marathon. Make sure you look for Mermaid Hillary.
You're going to notice her.
You'll know when you see, you must be Hillary.
Yeah. Yeah. We haven't got her in a mermaid outfit yet, but she's agreed to do it and she wants to do the whole mermaid thing. And she has went through the proper hazing ceremony when we were down there last time.
Yeah. So, we got her out of her clothes, but not into her mermaid costume. Yeah, well, so, you know, you do what you can.
What are you going to do? And then a little further down south, or all the way down, Dive Key West there in Key West. And CaptainHooks.com, by the way, is their website. And then Dive Key West, DiveKeyWest.com. So any of those four dive operators, first of all, thank them. We thank them for taking care of Single Scott and his buddy Ken, the bodyguard or...
Covert Ken.
Yeah, he's my security Ken. Team.
Exactly. And, and just helping cover this this wreck trick passport effort. It's pretty cool.
The Single Scott action figures will come with a Covert Ken and a Buddy Barbie.
Nice.
Soon.
Ooh, coming to a store near you.
Very good. All right, hour two, not one, but possibly two major announcements. In hour two of Scuba Radio, don't go anywhere. You will not want to miss it. That's why it's hot, 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 hot,
Scuba Radio is a production of Overboard Entertainment Incorporated. Scuba
Radio. This seems the logical place for fish to congregate.
Remember, you can listen live or to archives of past editions of Scuba Radio worldwide over the internet at scubaradio.com.
So we're in international waters?
Indeed so.
Tell a friend and buddy up with your radio every week for Scuba Radio, the world's first radio show devoted to diving.
Well, it's all very nice here, but we should be going. I miss me wife and me oxygen.
Yes, we all miss our loved ones and gases. Let's go.